Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 347, I think. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Damn it, I forgot to think of anything cool to say at the beginning.
that works. And Jeff is here, too.
Hello. Tony, you'd be very happy with me right now. I'm drinking a 90-minute.
Oh, that's good.
I'm actually on my second 90-minute. I might go for a third. So,
I saw Tony pour his beer into like this massive glass. Like,
it's just a stout glass.
Oh, I thought it was bigger than that. And that, yeah. It's a nice glass. So some games came out. Well, one, I guess. One game came out and it had two games attached to it.
That's true.
So Halo Wars 2 is out. Tony has played some of Halo Wars 2. I have played some of Halo Wars the Definitive Edition on PC. Tony, nobody really wants to hear about the problems Halo Wars Definitive Edition has on PC. So tell us about Halo Wars 2.
So I may have this over-positive memory of the original Halo Wars.
Okay.
It being Ensemble's last game, and
yeah,
it actually being an RTS, it was actually playable on a console. So coming to this one with Creative Assembly working on it, I kind of had higher expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So I played through the first couple missions. The first mission is literally 20 minutes of wasting your time. So basically, you have control of a bunch of Spartans and a Warthog.
Okay.
You move them all the way down one end at the map. There's a cutscene, and then you move them all the way back. That's the first mission.
That's all you do?
That's all you do.
Huh.
Now, on the way back, there are people shooting at you, which adds a little expediency, but it's just going from one point to another point. And the second mission was a good reminder of why you don't really like to play RTS on console.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this part at the end where you're attacking these buildings and attacking this boss, and you have to get your soldiers to start throwing grenades. Now, in order to get them to throw a grenade, you need to select them individually, hit the Y button, and then hit your target. Now,
seems a little complicated.
On PC, that's simple. It's click, it would actually be left click on the guy, right click on where you wanted him to throw the grenade. That would be it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is extra steps, and it's really hard to pick like one unit using a thumbstick. It's just really difficult. There are some good things about the controls. Like, it's really easy to select all your units on the screen or all your units everywhere.
Bumper.
Yeah. But it's more difficult if you have to do like something minute like that.
Okay.
Like, the controls aren't precise enough to allow you to do that well. The mission was fine. It was pretty basic RTS stuff. So we'll see as you get farther in, but I'm not overwhelmed by how the controls work.
So you've been playing it on the Xbox One then?
Yeah, so the other thing I did was after having played that mission, I immediately installed it on my laptop, but I haven't had a chance to try that yet. So it may also be that this is just a game that you should play on your PC.
So I've been playing the Definitive Edition of Halo Wars, the original one, and it's fine. Everything I remembered about it is still there. But there was a weird perspective of Halo Wars on the console, which because of the way it was controlled, like, you seem to have a more zoomed in field of view.
Oh, that's weird.
Like, you were closer to everything in that game. And in like StarCraft or other RTSs, you can kind of zoom out and get a more broad sense. There doesn't really seem to be a way to zoom out in this, and that makes it hard when you're trying to, you can easily select, I think if you press E or something, I think it's E and it selects all your units, Q selects local units. But if you're used to playing StarCraft, you want to be able to zoom out, see the map, see what you have unlocked, and then there's still that fog of war, but you want to be able to have, you don't want to have to scroll when you're in a local area. And I've been finding I have to do that with this. It's a little bit frustrating, and the missions take a little bit longer than they should, because to set up things, you're having to scroll around a whole lot more. I am not like a great StarCraft player, but one of the things you hear from like good StarCraft players, like clicks per minute.
Right.
And I feel that this game like would be very low for even good RTS players, because it's just the way it's set up. It's hard to, you know, set things up in such a way to make it quick and efficient. Luckily, the computer's stupid. So.
That's helpful.
But yeah, the game is fine. Like everything I remember, like the cutscenes are great. They actually did a lot of work to upgrading the visuals, and the game looks fantastic on PC. So at least it has that going for it. And I'm looking forward to jumping into Halo Wars 2 when I finish that up. So
I'm excited for the story. The cutscenes are really cool.
Yeah, I think they seem to do a great job with that. So, so you played some of 2. It supposedly picks up after the events of 5.
Yeah. So, ship that you're on is the same one from Halo Wars, the original.
Okay.
28 years later, and they're coming out of hypersleep or whatever they call it. And they just end up in the middle of everything. They end up at a planet. They have no idea what's going on. They just know that their ship has, you know, signaled an alert, and now they're all awake. And what the hell is going on? So.
Okay. Yeah. I'm. That sounds like an interesting premise to the game. So. All right. Well. Halo Wars sounds fun.
Hopefully, it's
fun. Yeah. I hear it's short, though. I hear it's only like 12 missions.
Which is kind of, I've been getting into Madden for some reason.
Madden takes the sports games away from you.
Yeah, it'll like take them away from Tony so he can play other games.
Yeah.
They're relaxing.
You have homework to do.
I do have homework to do. It's true.
It's all right. In about 24 days, Tony's only going to be playing Mass Effect. So. Jeff, what have you been playing?
This is going to blow your mind.
No way.
More Neo.
So you're still liking it?
Yeah, I'm still liking it. I will say that it is no Dark Souls.
Okay.
Like mechanically, it has some new interesting wrinkles to the formula. Like there's some cool things in there. Like it's sound in terms of like mechanics, but there's like a larger picture that makes Dark Souls special, and that, you know, like art design, level design. I mean, just look at Bloodborne or any Dark Souls game, like literally any level, and you're going to be kind of like blown away by how awesome it looks and how memorable it, like as you play it, how memorable it all is. It's not the same here. So like it does lack that a little bit. I don't think that the like boss and or general enemy design is as good, like just how cool they look. Like it's mostly aesthetics but just in general, like it's good, it's fun, and it's definitely filling my time as I'm sitting here just going, I wanna play Zelda, I wanna play Zelda, I wanna play Zelda. Like it's filling that time well, but it does do cool things with the formula, which, you know, kind of probably already talked about, like, you know, there's things that are really awesome. Like I love the Diablo like loot aspect of it. Like that's great, but I would never like choose it over Dark Souls. So I don't know. It's fine. It's filling the time.
Okay. I finished Resident Evil 7.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I think that game is really good. I do think that it might stumble a bit in the last act.
I'm surprised to hear you say that.
I think it just gets a little too shooty.
Okay. Because I thought you would really dig the end, just because I remember you like Revelations. I was like, oh, it's kind of like the setting of that at the end.
But no, I like the boat. Yeah. It's actually once you get off the boat that once you're in like the cave area.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It gets a little shooty, and then the ending's a little weird. Like, it's fittingly Resident Evil, but
yeah.
It does kind of go down that Resident Evil role. Like, I mean, even the original Resident Evil, it goes some weird places at the end, and it gets a little more action-y, and it moves away from the standard, like, scary horror stuff. But, I think overall it's a really good game.
Yeah.
I think it's really solid, so...
I'm at the very least, I'm happy you beat it. I was getting a little worried there.
Yeah, no. It's once I got going, we talked a little bit last week, like it is an unsettling experience for a good portion of that game. Some of that is like your movement speed is slow. You're not tanky, but you are slow. Like you're not moving fast. So it's not like your standard shooter. And while you do shoot things in first person, it is not a game that, like, as someone that plays a lot of shooters, you still need to very much take aim and, make sure you hit your target and then back up and move away, because it's not like Call of Duty, like, you hit them once or twice and it goes down, like, these things continue to come at you.
I don't know what it is, but it can be hard to aim. At least for me, like, I'd be like, all right, I got it lined up, and then the thing will, like, shuffle.
Just it'll move a little bit.
Yeah. You're like, God damn it.
And you're not fast, so it's not – some of it might be that I don't know if there's aim assist with this. Like, in Halo or Call of Duty or Battlefield, there's a little bit of aim assist going on that
– Oh, for sure.
Like, if you're pointing at somebody, it is kind of like, you know – moving it a little bit towards your target for you. And I really feel that this doesn't have at all.
I don't think there is.
So it feels like you're missing things when, God damn it, I had that. Like,
yeah.
Or I would have hit this in any other game that has a gun, but it makes, because of that, it makes it a little more tense. But the best moments in that game are when you're not, there's no enemies. Like, it's when you are exploring, and sound design in that game is so good, and you don't know if there's going to be something around the next corner or something's going to jump out at you, and that's what makes it really good. So,
yeah,
it's not the combat. The combat's never what makes Resident Evil good. It's everything else. It's all the ambient stuff. And the bosses, the main characters that you're kind of interacting with are really good. Like, they're really well put together. So
yeah, how'd you feel about the story after all is said and done?
I mean, it's a little bit goofy. I enjoy the family, the Baker family.
Yeah.
Once it kind of like moves away from them into, you know, the Mia storyline. And the actions that kind of resulted in all of what happened. Maybe it's not great there, but...
I don't know. I kind of dug it.
It works.
It works as like a cheesy B-movie. Like, and
yeah, which is like, what Resident Evil is.
Yeah. But like, this is at least more grounded in character and stuff that like I cared like enough to go, oh, that's kind of a neat story. Like, it's dumb, but... talk spoilers about it? Like, Tony, you don't care, do you?
I don't care. Go do what you want to do.
So, yeah, like, I don't know. Tony, like, the cool thing is, like, sorry, you're, like, getting chased by these crazy hillbillies the whole game, kind of like a Texas Chainsaw vibe. And you find out, like, near the end that, like, they were not always like that. They were just normal people who got infected by this, like, thing that essentially your girlfriend unleashed on them in a way.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so it was kind of like, because it's cool because like near the end you get to see like flashbacks of them as normal people and you like feel bad for them and you're like,
yeah,
this is like, I was just running from this pussy monster and she was just a regular like old lady. It's not her fault.
She was just a hillbilly that lived in like swamps in Louisiana with her family. and the dad wasn't some crazy like chainsaw wielding nutcase.
Yeah. And I do kind of like, it's kind of cool that like, what was it exactly? Like they were like transporting this like supernatural girl. They were going to think they're like South America or some bullshit, right? Like,
yeah. Well, they were going to sell her as a bioweapon, basically. Like,
oh, I thought they were just taking her down there to do more testing or some bullshit. Like,
well, they're, and maybe they are just, maybe that's what they're doing with, maybe Mia is just transporting her, but there's definitely like, notes you can pick up that imply that like they're looking to use her as a bioweapon and sell her to maybe other countries.
Highest bidder. Yeah.
Yeah, because one of her powers is that, and it's what she did to the Bakers, was she can kind of, once she takes you over, she can kind of make you, you know, become loyal and think as part of a hive mind. So,
yeah.
So like when you find that out, it's not the Bakers weren't really chasing you around. It was this monster the entire time, just utilizing other bodies.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, nothing amazing, but kind of neat compared to like, I don't know, dude, I never cared about the plots in these games. At least here I was like, oh, I paid attention. Cause like there were actual characters here and shit.
Yeah. And I mean, it has an interesting ending that ties into the rest of the series.
Well, what was it? It's basically just like, was it Redfield that shows up?
Yeah, so it's evidently Chris Redfield, who is he's one of the series kind of protagonists. He's shown up in multiple games. He's in the original one. He is, I think he's one. He's in the first one. He's in the fifth one, and the sixth one. And he shows up at the end of this. But what kind of like tweaked me was that helicopter was an Umbrella helicopter.
Yeah.
So he's working for Umbrella in this.
Oh yeah, I didn't think of that. Now.
So it's like his, you know, Umbrella is the bad guy from those other six games.
Well, what was Stars? Are they just like a private like police, like, yeah, or military type deal?
Yeah, they were basically like SWAT in Raccoon City.
See, I paid so little attention to the plots in the older games. I was like, I don't know, maybe Stars is just hired by Umbrella. Like,
yeah, it's Stars is Special Tactics and Rescue Service. And it was just it was part of the Raccoon City Police Department. Like, they had two different games. Yeah. So yeah, it's a fun game. So I think
the cool thing is, no, go ahead.
I think if you like Resident Evil, you should definitely give it a go.
It's a must play if you like Resident Evil. Cool thing is, I think we get a new free DLC chapter, and I think it's
Stars Chris Redfield, actually.
Yeah, and it stars him, yeah. I think it's sometime in March, which I almost wish it was like in April or something, but because March is a little busy.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I don't know when I'm going to get to that, but
I will play it because it's free, so I mean,
sure,
I'll get to it, but overall, just the game itself, and like, they have been supporting it with DLC too, like I think there's already two DLC packs out. I could be wrong. I know one of them is for sure. And supposedly some of the DLC is pretty awesome. So,
yeah, I think cool. both of them are out on PS4. The first one, I think, just came out on Xbox One. So,
yeah, I heard they're good. I almost want to say, like, I want to get, like, at some point, like, get, like, a Game of the Year edition of this or something. But
just play it. Play everything.
But I already feel like I did get the bomb ass edition because, like, the fucking VR is incredible in it.
I never want to play this game in VR.
So. It's so tense to begin with. Like, that's telling you,
it's his heart medication.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm glad you liked it at the very least. Like, yeah, it's a great follow up to that series. Great kind of like reinvigoration of that series.
Yeah. And I'm glad I got out of the way. I'm gonna play Halo Wars 2 this weekend, and And Horizon Zero Dawn comes out next week, so that seems to be getting phenomenal reviews. So.
Yeah, and you know what's fucked up? I knew like they were close, but I did not realize it was the same, like the same week that that and Zelda come out. Like,
yeah, Zelda comes out on Friday. Yeah,
at least I guess you know from Tuesday till Thursday, like Tuesday through Friday, I'll have something to like keep me afloat. But I'm telling you, the minute Zelda comes out, I'm sorry, Horizon, but you have to wait.
You don't want to play Zelda ever again.
Yeah, I kind of really doubt it. Like, it looks really fun. It looks great. Like, but Zelda also looks really great. So,
and you're getting Zelda on the Wii U, right?
I am. Yeah, unless like magically I found a Nintendo Switch on launch, which I don't.
Does not sound like that's going to happen.
Yeah. And yeah, I can wait.
So I guess we should talk about the Nintendo news.
Nintendo.
Before we jump into the actual Switch news, it sounds like Nintendo, Amazon specifically, and maybe GameSpot too, GameStop, I'm sorry, I always mix those two up, were canceling those special editions of Zelda.
Yeah.
Like the Master Edition or whatever. It looks like maybe they oversold them or Nintendo cut their allotment.
Yeah, well, here's what I can say about that. What I know is, like, that stuff, I mean, this is why I haven't worked there in years, but that stuff is based on allocation. So that's Nintendo saying, this is how many you get. You get 100,000 or whatever, right?
Right.
And they will sell those pre-orders until they're gone. They won't do any more unless Nintendo says yay.
You get more, right?
Yeah, so this is on Nintendo's end, dude. Like, it has to be.
That's what I figured. Because Amazon, like, there are times when like something will go up and it'll immediately sell out, even if it's a pre-order, and then they'll open up as more come in. Like, they'll take more pre-orders on things. So this seemed very much like it was a Nintendo issue.
Just think about it too. Like, I mean, I buy it. That Nintendo didn't make enough of something? No shit.
Right?
That's never happened before.
Yeah. No. Not just every single time. Yeah, but I if I were someone who had pre-ordered that, I would be really mad.
Yeah, because that seemed to be something cool. So, and again, the Nintendo, the NES Classic Edition, which was back in stock on Amazon, is now out of stock again. So,
also, I heard they're going to stop production on it.
Really?
I mean, I can't pull up a link or anything for you, but I swear to God, I saw that somewhere.
Oh my God, they are idiots.
Yeah, dude. Because I'll tell you what. Even still, now this is way post Christmas. Now, right. If I saw one of those in the wild, you know, I have $60. So I'll be like, all right, cool. I'd get it. You know,
you're fucking stupid. But yeah, so the Switch launches in exactly a week, with basically only one game.
Essentially.
But it sounds like the Joy-Cons, which are the little side controllers that snap onto the Switch, or you can put them in the grip controller. But it's basically the controllers. There's a left and a right. It sounds like the left one is having syncing issues, major syncing issues, not just with like one outlet, but like many people from many different outlets are reporting that the sync is just dropping out, and that's not good.
No, I mean, dude, that almost makes me happy I didn't pre-order it, because if it's happening in multiple places before launch, I have to imagine that's something, some sort of widespread problem. Maybe it's something they could fix.
There is evidently a day one like firmware update that will be launching next week. But
I mean, is that something that you think could be fixed through firmware, though? Like, that's the only thing that, like, it sounds like a total hardware thing, maybe? I don't know.
Unless, like, the left... Like, because obviously, like, the right one is working. So unless all the left ones have faulty receivers,
which right. wouldn't make sense,
right?
You imagine that they're using the same shit in all of it. So I don't know. Yeah.
But so Polygon was suggesting that you, if you are getting a Switch, that you get a Pro controller just to be safe.
If you were able to use it,
or take my approach and sit back and wait.
Yeah,
shit,
yeah,
sort of stuff out.
Yeah, like let people take the bullet on this one for a change. I enjoy being at the, you know, the head of the line, getting new toys to play, but maybe this time step back, just let somebody else take the bullet for a change.
Yeah, I mean, there is a part of me, don't get me wrong, that like today I was even like, today I finally like said, I'm like, it would be so cool to get the new system. Like, just getting a new system's cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, so yeah, but like I want to stand my ground on it because like I'm pissed about their launch lineup. It's shit.
Yep. And and like you hear other things like the virtual console won't be there on day one. Yeah,
that's something else that was today, I think, that they said.
Like, yeah. So it's like stuff like that is like, well, like
it should be ready to go. I'm sorry.
You don't have a whole lot of games to launch with this thing. At least give me the old games. Oh no, you can't play those either.
Yeah, at least like throw a bone with that. Like, yeah, like at least have like VCs ready to go and. Here's some new titles that, like, here's Contra, or you know what I mean? Like, stuff that you haven't seen on there yet. But it's not there at all. And it just goes to show, man, this thing was not ready to go. Like, they are getting this out because they have to get it out. But, like, things are not in place.
Do you wonder if they're trying to get it out before Scorpio launches? Like what? Why are they pushing this out now?
Their fiscal year.
But is it really going to help them that much? Like,
I mean... Yeah, I'm sure it will. Like,
I guess though they probably will sell probably 2 million in that short time period. But
yeah,
that's nuts. I don't know. It's disappointing.
It's not even like it's one thing that they're like launching it without it being ready to go. But the thing that like worries me way more is the fact that how is it not ready to go? Like, dude. Like I know I've harped on this a bunch, but like they have ceased the development essentially for their console and their handheld for the last year. You just think that like they'd be ready to come out of the gates with this.
Yeah, everything should have been. Yeah. Everybody should have been working on this. So
and you know, yeah, there should have been way more games at launch. It should have been like super strong for like the whole first year. And you know, things like virtual console, you've done it twice now. What the fuck, bro? And like, I do, if I recall correctly, Virtual Console was not entirely ready to go at Wii U's launch either, I don't think. But the original Wii's launch, the original Wii 2006, they had like at least six titles on the Virtual Console day one. Because I remember that night downloading like some shit, being like, wow, I'm about to play Echo the Dolphin again.
It's nuts that they had their shit more together over a decade ago with that system than they have since then. Because even like the 3DS, like the 3DS launched funky. Like they basically, like anybody that bought a 3DS early, like they basically apologized to them and gave them like
20 games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we fucked up. Like,
I'm hoping something like that happens with this. Hey guys, here's 20 virtual console games. Right. Thank you. First of all, you should be giving me 20 virtual console games because I own them already, god damn it. But
and we'll I see don't how that think shakes out. They still haven't really talked about how ownership of digital purchases is going to work on the Switch.
I do think that going forward, it's going like from here forward, it's
it
like,
should be tied to your account.
Yes, but we've hit the reset twice on this now, and they did do some stuff for people on the Wii U. So like if you owned, let's say you owned an NES game. You owned Super Mario Brothers 3 on Wii. Well, on Wii U, if you wanted to buy it, instead of $5, it was $1. They could have done nothing. They could have said, fuck you.
And to be fair, they did.
They did work.
Hello?
Christopher? Chris
is frozen.
I thought it was just me, or I thought I froze.
No. He's like frozen in time too. His picture's not moving.
Well,
hey, there you are. Everybody froze for a second.
You froze.
Oh, you froze.
Oh, I froze. Okay.
We were talking to each other. And...
All right. Well, you all froze again.
No.
No, no, guys. You stopped moving for a second, Tony. Like...
I was. Maybe I should just pretend.
But, yeah, so that's the Switch. None of us are getting it, so...
No, I'll be getting it.
Well, none of us are getting it at launch.
Yeah.
So we won't be able to comment on that for a while, but maybe we'll get Earl on. He's getting one, so...
You can tell us how horrible it is.
Yeah. How his left Joy-Con doesn't work. The only other news that I really see is that the games with gold for March were revealed pretty early, actually.
Dog shit.
Yeah, they're not great. Layers of Fear.
Yeah, it's not good.
Evolve.
Nobody ever wanted.
Right, and is now free on PC, isn't it? Like
free to play or something.
Yeah. Borderlands 2, which probably everybody already owns, and Heavy Weapon, which I don't remember Heavy Weapon. But, yeah, that's, I mean, Borderlands 2 is an okay game if you don't already own it.
Right. I guess it'd be nice to have it digitally, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I could tell you that I own Layers of Fear, and I've still not played it.
Haven't played it? I thought you tried it.
Yeah, I put about a half hour into it, and it's just not impressed.
Weren't impressed. So.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so that's about it. We will have next week. We will have maybe some Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh for sure.
I don't think Jeff will have gotten any time in with Zelda yet. But,
no.
You have to pick up Zelda? Are you getting it delivered? Or
I canceled my Amazon delivery, and I'm paying full price to get it when I want it on that Friday. Or possibly, like, that night at midnight. Whatever, dude. Like, it was important to me that I need to be able to play it as soon as I could, like, possibly play it. So,
right. And I know you've had issues with Amazon delivery in the past, so...
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, I'm not taking anything to chance. I'm just going to fucking GameStop, picking it up. Getting it, and happy birthday to me. It's going to be awesome.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to Zelda the week after then. But definitely Horizon Zero Dawn next week. Probably some more Halo Wars 2 from Tony and I.
Yeah. Finish it by then.
Yeah, hopefully. So we can move on. And we're getting into it. Mass Effect is very soon coming up, so...
Man, I'm not that hyped about it, bro.
Oh, I'm so hyped.
Really?
Very hyped.
No, like, and I've seen polls about people are, like, more hyped about that than Horizon or Zelda, and I think y'all are fucking nuts. Like, I don't know.
If I owned a console that could play either one of those games, I'd be more hyped.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm obviously getting Horizon, but Mass Effect is... Mass Effect, right? Like, Horizon is an unknown quantity, even though it's getting great reviews.
That's more exciting. I'd rather have an unknown, like...
But I could put that in and it not be good, right?
Here's the thing. For Mass Effect to really impress me, it's going to have to be pretty different than, like, it was after 3. Like, it'd have to be way more RPG-ish or whatever, like...
But it needs to expand on... that stuff, right? And it needs to expand on what Mass Effect was,
because it seems like they honed in on the action as the series went on, and now I would like them to expand back out to what it was. Like, keep that foundation of the great mechanics you developed,
right?
And now make it an RPG again, like, and do some really exciting stuff with the narrative. And like, I'm just not going into it automatically
make
assuming
RPGs
I'm gonna
great
love
again.
It. Yeah, exactly. I just don't assume that it's going to, like, if it's just more Mass Effect, like, that's not enough to make me go, okay, great. Like, exactly.
It's all right, Jeff. You don't have to be You don't have to be hyped for it.
Am I alone in that? Like, are you guys totally fine if it's just another regular Mass Effect? Like,
those were the best games of all time. I am
fine. No, the second one was.
I am fine with another one.
The third one wasn't bad. It just had a shitty, like, final end.
The last couple hours of it, I didn't like. Just nothing right, about it was.
I hated the last 2 hours of something that I loved.
It was just pure. Yeah. Don't get sarcastic with me. Dude, you were fine with that. Like, the last hour was just, like, throwing every enemy at you. Like, that's not what those games should really be. Like, I don't know. Like,
endings are hard, Jeff.
They are.
No.
Did you ever play the revised ending? I did not.
No, I didn't.
No. Fozzie, I think, is playing through Mass Effect again, so maybe he can tell us if that ending is any better if he gets there. I don't know. I'm looking forward to Mass Effect, Jeff. You don't have to be looking forward to it.
No, I'm looking forward to it, but even Horizon, I find more like intriguing as like I want to see what this is about than Mass Effect. Like, if Mass Effect's great, then yeah, I'm sure I'll love it. It'll be high on my list. But like just going into it, I'm just like I'm very like I guess cynical or skeptical. I'm just like, well, show me something. You know,
that's fair.
Hey, did you guys want to hear about the PlayStation Now? Or
yeah, actually, tell us about that. That's the rental service.
Yeah, it's basically like Netflix on PS4, but okay. Like for games. So, anyways, like cool thing is, if you go, like, say, go on your PlayStation 4, go to the PlayStation Store. There's a tab for PS Now. You click on it, and there's a 7-day trial there. So. That's what I'm doing. I'm not actually getting it.
Okay.
So you just click on that and do it. And the only thing you have to do is go back into your account settings and turn off auto renew so it doesn't renew after 7 days. If you don't, it's $20 a month. Or I guess there's a way to make it $45 a quarter. I did not see how to do that through the PlayStation, but I guess that's one of the pricing options.
Okay.
It's not like super outrageous, I guess. Like, you know, I don't know. I think I pay like $20 for Netflix a month, so it's not super crazy outrageous, but it's kinda cool actually. Like I think there's like 450 plus games. It's like all PS3 games essentially, or games that were re-released on PS3.
Okay.
If it had PlayStation 2 games, I'd be way more like fuck. Or like if it just had their whole library, like
right.
PlayStation you'd 1 be more
inclined to be on board with it.
Because just PlayStation 3 games, I think PlayStation 3 was like kind of the worst era of Sony, and so I don't know, not quite as many like awesome things you really want to play. But, like, dude, essentially everything's on there for the most part. Like, all the Uncharted's, all the Ratchet's, like, Red Dead. I think Mass Effect's on there. I tried out what I play on there. I played Sonic Generations. I played Jeopardy. And I played through R-Type. Some re-release of R-Type. It has R-Type 1 and 2 on it.
Okay.
So I tried out those three, and I think I was about to try out Tales of Vesteria last night before I went to bed, but, like, yeah, so, like, I don't know. It's not, like, it's cool. Like, I like the idea of it. Like, that's pretty awesome, and, like, you click on one of these games, and within a minute, it's ready to go, like, and you're playing, and it's just streaming the game to you. Like, that is really cool. I just think if they made the service a little better and possibly, like, a little more cheaper. Like I it's like it's cool as it is. Like it's already pretty awesome. I just don't because
no lag or anything with your
playing. No, not like I've noticed little things here and there, but I think it's just stuff that built into the games themselves. Like once it starts going, it plays just fine and it looks fine. So it's pretty awesome, you know. But yeah, I mean, Chris, you got PS4. Fucking go on there and
yeah, give it a shot. Yeah,
yeah. So that's an easy way to fill up my week because I'll just be like, besides playing Neo, I'll just be going on there.
Playing that over the weekend.
Yeah, I'll try an hour of this. See how I like this. Yeah, you know, like there's a lot on there. It's just all confined to the last generation.
Okay, that sounds cool though. So
it is pretty neat. Like.
And I do have a PS4, so I can definitely give it a shot.
Yeah. Tony, it's time for you to make the plunge.
I mean, I'm just waiting for the right deal. That's all.
Yeah, but now the games are there now. Like I could easily name you like probably 5 games to buy for the system.
I don't disagree. I'm not against it. I'm just
that's the magic number. That's always been my like thing. There has to be 5 games you want for the system. So it's definitely enough now.
When the time is right, Jeff.
That's right.
And I'm sure that you'll be able to find some deals on it at some point. So.
Oh, yeah. At least a bundle, you know.
Are you going to get a Pro, Tony? You like looking to get a Pro if they go on sale?
Oh, yeah. No, it's got to be a Pro. I mean, the other one, I've gotten the other one.
Right, yeah.
You got a 4K TV now?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that makes good sense.
I could see that. And there are some games that are improved, like older games. Like I heard Bloodborne is a lot better with the Pro. So it's awesome.
Yeah. Not Final Fantasy 15 though. So.
Oh, it's actually worse.
Yeah, it's actually worse on the Pro.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah. But like if I were in Tony's situation, especially if I had a 4K TV, I would just
definitely.
Even if I didn't have a 4K TV, I'd be like, I'll play the extra to just get the, you know, newer shit.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. All right. I think that's it. We'll be back next week with some stuff. Horizon, Halo Wars.
I'll be coming to you straight from inside my Zelda hype bubble. It's gonna be
the Jeff hype bubble.
I might be in line at GameStop as I'm podcasting with y'all.
That might be great. Surprised.
It's that serious, guys. Like I'm really like it's really starting to go like in the full like force now. Like oh my god, I'm gonna be playing Zelda. Oh my god,
that might be the best thing ever. Like we have not had a good somebody else is in public while on the show
since Mozzie.
In a long time. So we might need that next week. All right, we'll be back. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.